Joining me on the phone from London is the former Middle East Bureau Chief of Channel News Asia, Hayley Bentley. Hayley, thanks so much for chatting with us here on The Home Run. What exactly is Mo Chara being charged with, and how serious are these UK terror charges?
So he is being charged under the UK's Terrorism Act for allegedly supporting or encouraging acts of terror through lyrics and public statements. So while the legal threshold is high, the charges are serious, and they suggest authorities believe his activism may have crossed into incitement or glorification of terrorism, and that is illegal.
Then how is it possible that someone that's facing terror accusations is still headlining shows in the United States? I mean, what's going on?
This is a question that many people are asking, Paula, and basically it reflects a disconnect between legal systems. The USA hasn't barred him because he hasn't been convicted as yet, and freedom of speech laws are broader over there. There's also a growing culture of celebrating anti-Israel voices, even when they flirt with violence, as long as it's framed as resistance, which is exactly what he's doing.
I love that. So it's resistance when you're actually being anti-Israel. Is this part of a wider pattern where anti-Israel voices get a free pass, even when their rhetoric becomes extreme?
Yes, lately we have seen it repeatedly, where inflammatory speech is tolerated or even applauded as long as it's aimed at Israel. And what we are seeing is that when similar rhetoric targets other communities, it's often condemned. But when it comes to Israel or to the Jews, the bar seems much higher before any action is ever taken.
Yeah, definitely does. Hayley, if this was a Jewish artist facing similar accusations, do you think the public and media reaction would be the same?
Now, this is an important question that we should be asking, and it does seem that it would be highly unlikely to get the same reaction. A Jewish artist accused of hate speech would probably quickly be deplatformed, boycotted, and scrutinized in the press. But this double standard here is striking, Paula, especially when you consider how Jewish voices defending Israel are often silenced for much less.
Yeah. And talking about Jewish voices, how have Jewish communities in the UK responded, and are their concerns being taken seriously?
So Jewish groups in the United Kingdom have tried to be vocal, and they have raised the alarm, but their voices often get lost in the broader narrative of free speech and activism. And there is a frustration that anti-Semitism is being normalized under the banner of Palestinian solidarity, and that not being properly challenged.